A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about protests in the capital, Harare, today, triggered by the National Pledge.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, or join us on Facebook, where we're live streaming right now.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a protest triggered by the National Pledge.
More than 300 Zimbabweans waving placards under the banner of an interdenominational group calling itself Prayer Network for Zimbabwe marched in Harare Central Business District, demanding that the Education Ministry should hold the National Pledge program in schools that students are allegedly being forced to recite.
But Education Minister Lazarus Dokora, speaking in Parliament last week, defended the project, saying it derived most of its content from the country's constitution. And he told Parliament, and I quote, "The preamble to the constitution carries a greater part on the of the content of the pledge. I do not know whether you are familiar with the constitutional requirements to teach the constitution. Does teaching the constitution help the young people's lives? I do not think that question should arise in this honorable house, especially when as a ministry we are mandated to teach the constitution."
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Sokunjalo. Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yekuti vana vari kumanikidzwa kuti vange vachitora mhiko gurukota rinoona nezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora vanoti aiwa hapana chakaipa nekuti ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo zvimwe zviri mumiko iyoyo nekudaro vari kutaura kuti vana vechikoro havafaniri kutora mhiko aiwa vari kutaura zvemugodzi matsuro asi vamwe vabereki nevamwe vakuru vemakereke vari kuti aiwa vanenge vakuita sekuti vakumanikidzwa kunamata zvimidhori nemimwe mireza zvinova zvisingatenderwi nechitendero chavo nekudaro vari kuti aiwa vadokora madi kumbotsika mabreak tombomira nyaya yekuita National Pledge kana kuti yekutoresa vana mhiko. Toda kunzwa kuti imi vabereki munoti kudii nenyaya iyi, munotenderana here navadokora kana kuti munotenderana nevari kuramba nyaya yemhiko iyi? Gibbs
ibaombe zulu kandaba lingani chona njani kuna ngapo laperikona tina lapa lo Blessing siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lolu olwe National Pledge. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke iNational Pledge leyi isisebenza esikolo. Abantwana nxa bengena kona ngale sikolo kumele beyikhulukhulume kumbe ngithi bayirecite khonoko kukhunywa ngesikhiwa. So malanga wonke kumele kwenziwe khonoko. Kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela ke eHarare lamhlanje kanyazani baphumile abanye abayinkonzo ezijeneyo besithi lokho kwenziwa esikolo kakulunganga. Kade belabantwana labo kade betshingwa kunye okumangalisayo. Omunye wabantwana waze wathi kukhanyangazani nxa ungasayenzanga khonoko uyafakwa amampama. So sifuna ukuzwa kini khona ngapho lapha elikhona ukuthi likubona njani khonoku njalo lenzani ngakho, liyakuthanda kumbe likuthandi. Fonani khona manje sixoxeni likhangele la ku Facebook esenza khona lokho kuthiwa yi-live streaming. Lingene likomente khonapho lichiye nenombolo zenu ukuthi silifone lapha elikhona. Thina inombolo yethu ithi 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, asiqhubeke baba.
And of course, the pledge that has caused the controversy actually Gibbs reads in part, and I quote, "Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, united in our diversity by our common desire for freedom, justice, and equality, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. I commit to honesty and dignity of hard work." That's part of the pledge there, Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, he is a civil national pledge. La piakuluma nguti pela kumetu wabona iflek ya Zimbabwe na uwitu ikangele. Kumetu ikyo ni pesibili. Ipinda futi kubege kuna pesiti abantu abalwa impi ya nkululego. Kumele la posibili bahloni chwe uwa makama. Ipinda kubege njalo luguti kuna pupela ngaso kangelo wake umvugela uwa bakona. Kumetu abantu bachale abanga isikhathi sonke njengoba yiwo phela owaletha uzibuse kwele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi abanye bathi khonoku kwenzakalayo songazani abantu sebekhonza umvundla kumbe sebekhonza impisi kumbe into ezinjalo. So ke abaningi angazani bakumkhonza ezijiyeneyo abavumelani lakho sibathi lokhu hayi akulunganga. Ngakho lokho belwisana lakho selokho kwabiswa phela i-National Pledge. Leo blessing. Kodwa sizwile ke uhulumende khulume sithi i-National Pledge le iyenziwa ngoba isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Siyakuvuma umuntu kumele kube khona konoko. Nxa ungakhangela preamble ye-constitution bathi ya bakulungisa yona sibili ukuthi liqondane layo i-National Pledge. So siyawazi ukuthi kulamazwe achiyeneyo blessing. Lapho kulama National Pledge khona. Kodwa eZimbabwe kanyazani ibuye ngesikhathi kumbe esingayisiso. Ngoba abantu bagijimisana lendlala kodwa ngapha ezikolo bafike bayenze National Pledge Day.
And of course, this is not the first time that parents have taken to the streets. It happened in Bulawayo a couple of weeks ago when Women of Arise or WOZA actually staged a demonstration protesting against the National Pledge. And there's also a court challenge by one parent who went to the courts and said that he was not comfortable with his two children taking this pledge, saying that it is against his Christian beliefs. So, of course, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this national pledge? Should the government continue to enforce this in schools, or it should be voluntary? Gibbs.
I think we've got our first guest, Blessing, and the first guest is Reverend Hussein Isibanda, Executive Director of Christian Alliance. Reverend Isibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs, and I want to pass on my greetings to all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Reverend Hussein Isibanda. Reverend Isibanda, we spoke some few weeks ago about this national pledge. It appears it's refusing to go away. What is your take on the national pledge?
Well, I think that the problem we've got is with a government that is very stubborn, that does not want to listen to what people are saying. As we explained earlier, that this is not priority for now. And also, the pledge is bringing the issue of citizenship, which is quite contested at the moment. I believe that people are not feeling part of this nation. People are feeling that Zimbabwe is captured by a few people. That is why you find even this flag, hashtag, this flag campaign has gained such momentum. Because people really feel that they are, you know, they don't identify with the words in that pledge. So what the government needs to do first is to satisfy the citizens by making them have access to resources, by making them have access to employment, by making our schools to have good quality education, by paying the teachers in time, by making sure that there is no corruption. So those are the things that people are looking at for now. They are looking at bread and butter issues as well. And the issue of the plate is not a priority. So I think it's misplaced priorities, but it's also very clear that this is an agenda for indoctrination. If you read Mussolini's history, the fascist movement, they did the very same thing, where they even required teachers to wear uniforms. So this is not a new thing. All dictators do as the current government is doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
But when we look at what the government is saying, Reverend Swanda, you know, they are actually saying that they are following what is written in the Constitution. Is it not the case?
Yes. Well, but look, the issue is the Constitution does not in any way, any chapter or any section of the Constitution say that people must recite the preamble. The Constitution says that people must, Zimbabweans must know the Constitution. So if the government wants our school children to know the Constitution, I believe they must teach it in all its entirety, the Bill of Rights. They must teach the children all the sections, including the fact that they, as government, must provide education, quality education to our children. All those things are contained as rights for our children and for us as parents. But they choose to concentrate on the preamble only. And also the second thing is that why should the children then use the preamble as the oath? Why not let it be co-created by the parents, the schools, as well as with the ministry itself? But why just plug out the preamble and then include other things there, which are actually not even there at all, in order to, I believe, to just indoctrinate our children? So the result of all this is that there will be more demonstrations because people are resisting this. So we are going to see more demonstrating in every city. People are going to resist. Parents are going to take to the streets. And what eventually will happen is this is going to spread into schools. People in schools and students in schools will refuse to, you know, to recite this pledge. And then the government is actually creating, it's cooking disorder right now, really, literally. They are going to ferment disorder in schools and chaos there.
What is your take on remarks by former education minister and a prominent opposition member, David Coulthard, who said, and I quote, "In principle, the pledge is fine. In principle, there's nothing wrong about getting children to recite a pledge. Many nations do it. It can build patriotism in children." However, he said the method of implementation had led to the outcry from parents and guardians, saying, and I quote, "My concern about the pledge is twofold. Firstly, I don't think there was adequate consultation done, and that's not necessarily Minister Dokura's fault. It might be a fault within the ministry. It seems to me, in a Christian church and among other parents, rightly or wrongly, it came as a surprise." And then he also said it wasn't a good way of implementing a policy. Secondly, the pledge is too complex. We are talking about a pledge that primary school children have to remember and recite. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, I think Mr. Coulthard is the former Minister of Education. So I'm sure he also places some restraints in terms of criticizing his former colleague, Mr. Dokura. But I think we should look at how he has explained the whole thing. He's not really saying, he's saying there's nothing wrong with the pledge. In other words, the point is there's been no consultation. But also I think he's emphasizing the same point that we are emphasizing, that it is misplaced priority. That at the moment, this is not a major issue. If it is brought well after 2018, when we have sorted ourselves out, when we are clear about our priorities, when we know when the 15 billion, who has taken the 15 billion, where is it now, and when we are clear about issues of corruption, I don't think people have a problem. If there's wide consultation around the pledge, and people are very clear about where we are going as a nation. But his point, which I agree with, is that at the moment, there's been no consultation. We're all taken by surprise. We are not sure where it's going, but one thing which is very clear is that it is an issue of indoctrination. But also, I think the other problem is people don't trust this government. So there's always a sinister type of thought that maybe these people have got other sinister motives. So it's an issue of trust as well. It's not there. But these countries where plagues have been implemented, there is a lot of trust between the citizens and those particular governments.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that the resistance is less.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now, let's read some of the messages, Blessing, that we are getting on Facebook. And one of them is from Matsibaba, who says, there will be no freedom of worship in Zimbabwe anymore. And think about missionary schools that were established long back. This is a big disaster. Then Richard Koza says, Zimbabwe is literally grounded. It needs a complete engine overhaul. So he says Zimbabwe is not a country where to stay right now. And then of course, Stowa says, can you call me right now? I'm from Cholojo in Pelandaba. That is Vikindugu line. So he says, call me now.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have?
We have our first caller, Mkoma Bernard Chirandu, Bariku Botswana, Kwaninga Ntaura, Shona, Zeseniku Kuluba. Negatimbo is what Shona Jaga Mira say. Vachirandu Magadi.
Listen, Angu Magadi, blessing a good.
Aye, why so till none? Sakam no roa, Jesse.
And no kia Jesse.
Ah, no, Apana Chakaipa. Munona say, Yahu to reserve a Miko, you cannot in national pledge.
I don't have to do this now, so it's just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. See, Mchidaro.
Kana tingati suzaza, kati koshira panguwa edu, especially kate katikule zume nikati, zume iti wa blessing. Zume iti wa nukuti, lati ti nikati, kata sana Botswana. Zinga ito pa nikati, because wanawa kutida, kwa wako wano ita, kana wabata kuneta wabere kwa wama fees, everything, zume wako, saka wakosha, so independence yawa yaka wakoshira. Isusu, chakati koshira chi. Nasi wana che wana baku invest blessing wana unana wana sama robot atenga sama eight time. Wana 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 kusikoro wakati muda ni nzara. Wazo ni wana 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 kusikoro ni nzara wana wana senda kusikoro kwanzi. Wombo na mata wombo na mata flag. Wana mata flag wana wana senda ni nzara wana wana sere wakumbaka na wate. I think the minister has come up with an idea so late. Don't have to talk about it.
Saga, musku far out is it ways.
Ah, some fun with a blessing in total Nava Navanin that Kora and the Tomonzaka Kosha. If you car a blessing, the doctor of Chapa, the Safara Ram Gabi, time and a commanding 83 Kuch Kork primary. Panama Bukedu, why wanna one at a teacher draw a Fanandu Am Gabi, Ningam on a Pagus, paper check out a Pakafaraki, no time of Faria. Iko na nimu choka na kumaprime manumbo na mna nimu fanani zomu gabi kwa na vese chochi. Na soo zo zikune minister of education nante anzi chita izi muna mate mu flag. Izo zo chita kuno they are violating my rights wangu vano kana zi nisikendro zo wangu vano. Chuni cha waka gara waka kono wakare chukuti wanga da waka na chuni ndira kwae.
Ayo watinu. Tunotenda mkom.
Otherwise, it's not dead. Kuti dai wan wakan zinga waite is blessing. Na zanzo angwe tuwa nguwa kwae kuti tichipa tichipinda independence. Zakawe ya nendira kwae. Sine, sise ene urume ende. Zinungo sita ugwana wangu wan wakawana kazukuma opposition nema independent organization. Zinunga zungo shekutu. Zungo wea zungo wananga waite so ngu waite. Ita edisa wani urume ende ya wamu gabi. Ita ibadari wa mafi. Ita ipo wa mabuku chikoro. So itina mateni. Asiko zino ombo woni ya TBS wanuna waka zida waka nufu mama MDC waka zamara waya asi iyo zimezo abacha nudi achasunga dune wakuru vichu wunati taka kone wa mbita timbo inda upa side papilo wangwe wate wa zinu zinyuana
imbo ramba imaka bata Gibbs ata ure nemini timbo unautichindere chacho chino budere sema ata ure ramaita
ye as kurume mnumza nmiyakizwa huli.
I know Gibbs, but who could have been otherwise? I can't put in Kulum, then I want to make a
Yeah, I'll go challenge you. Oh, challenge the city. What are you going to win national pledge? Look,
I look right, let us cut flowers, let us cut flowers to Gibbs. I'll go right to conquer of Villabanga, Villabanga, of course, I want to what was I want to acquaint, but I'll go right.
You poor man, you're going to win what?
The thing is, they are violating my beliefs about even my Christian my Christian beliefs. I want to very much what comes to Konoka Funuku Kon, not to go to I want to still have a look with it.
Hey,
let's get a match. abangena amachurch afana nayo vethu vasike esikolo sokuthiwa ha in the mean konke lonke kongo akho right gifts
uboni ke mnumzana ujayi mnandi kakhulu izindebele zakho zingcono kule sami he
kathi redio yami na
ke njana blessing uyole redio
yami uya gifts akho right
no uyasithi uzwana mnumzana ngiqeda lapha uze zuthi ngiyakufonela njani azoze nyekele ngoba siyayikhuluma lapha phela abantu ngizafona ngiyafunga sibili ngizakufonela yes bona kakhulu yes le radio yakhe please kumele sihambise sibili sabuthembisa kudala umnumzana so siyayidinga iradio iye kufika kuye khona ngalo
and for those of you who are just joining us good evening and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the National Pledge. And our guest this evening, Gibbs,
is Reverend Hussein Sibanda, Executive Director of Christian Alliance. He is based in Bulawayo. Baba Sibanda, ngasibuya ngesintu la. Ngasukhangele lokho kwenzakalayo. Kambe akutsho ukuthi ugovernment kumbe ngithi uhulumende uphehla ngabomo ukwenza ukuthi kugcine sokusiba le state of emergency. Abanye batsho njalo bena.
Ngendlela izinto ezenzakala ngayo ngenxa yokuthi abazali bafuthelene kakhulu sibonile ukuthi amatichara angaphansi kwezinto abayalilela iplate abangaphansi kwe-PTA bayiyalilela iplate njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ama-church wonke alezikolo aloba egcekeni ukuthi abafuze bavume ukuthi iplate le yenziwe ezikolo zabo ngakho sekulabantu abaningi kangaka abayalayo ngokubona abantu ngangikanti uhulumente izathi hhayi sesitshintsheka ingqondo asinemini sike sihlanganise amakhanda labantu kodwa ukuthi udoktora asuke laphana abe sesenza inkani ethi iplethi kayenziwe ngenkani njalo sesizwile namaripoti ukuthi ezikolo bayathumela amapholisa bayathumela abantu ukuthi beyethusela ama-headmaster lamatitsha ukuthi iplethi yenziwe ngenkani kusho ukuthi lokhu yikuhlokoza abantu abavele bezondile sikhangela kanje so baningi abantu abazangena ezistridini betshengisela ukuzondakala iplate ngoba eharare namhla bekukhona okulayo kwakukhona njalo siyakwazi ukuzaphinda lakwamanye amadolobha into esizayenzakala yokuthi ibona abantwana bezikolo bengabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi benze isifungo lesi esokukhonza iflagi ngiyababona labo bethukuthela kusiba kusonakala kona ngale zikolo futhi abantwana sebehlala ukukwenza bephuma phandle bebulala izinto yinto uhulumende ayidingayo lapha
so njengoba eyidinga indaba lapha kusho ukuthi phela ufuna ukugcina ibamba abantu ngenye indlela ukuthi enxebe sasibhende i-constitution begcina bebusa kungela lutho
lapha yiludubethu lubonayo ngenxa yokuthi wakhangela ukuthi khonapho nje besakhuluma ngalo into yoku bamba abantu ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze i-flag yeZimbabwe kulwisana lenkolo zabo sebeletha njalo imali le yamaphepha bakulethe konkhona kukuhlangene kulandelana ngemuva lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi engxenye kulokunye abakuhlosileyo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so according to Reverend Hussein Sibanda he says maybe the government is brewing something bigger than this because think of the National Pledge and then add on to that one bond notes. So he says maybe at the end of the day they want to have declare a state of emergency. If people protest, you know, and continue protesting in Zimbabwe, they have a right to do that and they may go that way. So sike sizwe ke silo mnumzana emhlanga osemaphisa baba mhlanga unjani hello mhlanga kanyazani ifoni kamhlanga isikwile khona ngale maphisa nxa usizwa mhlanga usifonele futhi ukuthi siqhubeke lawe sungangena khona but the phone is just cut man
and let's go back to Reverend Sibanda. Now Reverend Sibanda, there were demonstrations in Bulawayo a couple of weeks ago, now in Harare, but the government has not moved. Do you expect that the government will be moved by all this or it will just die down?
I think what people need to is their constitutional right. People need to show the government that they are not happy. And part of that is going on to the street. What we need are numbers. And this is what will be happening. The numbers are increasing. The because you've got teachers who are not happy, you've got schools themselves that are not happy. Church schools have categorically refused even to do this pledge. You've got parents that are very angry over this thing. So inevitably, we are going to have these strikes, these demonstrations in every city. But also, I can see a situation where the school children themselves are going to demonstrate. I think the government is pushing people towards the 1976 scenario in South Africa, mm-hmm. where the schools themselves became spaces for political protestations. Mm-hmm. And this is where, I mean, the government is pushing people. I know of schools where children have refused to do the pledge. They've walked away. And eventually, that anger might end up being turned into something very nasty. If the government is not careful. And add to that, there is a lot of unemployment. People are not having enough food to eat. People right now are being told they will have to use bond currency, bond notes, which in simple terms are actually bond paper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you add all these things, they are going to fuel civil unrest, I think. That is what this government wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the National Pledge. Again.
And what's the way forward, Reverend Spanda?
I think that we have a few scenarios and alternatives here. Of course, the first one is continued engagement. I think people need to talk to the government. Some of our heads of Christian denominations, I think they are in that process. They've been engaging government, and that engagement becomes successful. But if it's not, I think because the constitution, the new constitution of Zimbabwe protects our rights, mm-hmm. we have the constitutional court to appeal to, and that is where we are going. At the moment, we have been collecting petitions. We are almost on 50,000 signatures as I speak now. Mm-hmm. We want to collect more of these petitions, evidence that can be produced at the constitutional court to show that people are not grieved. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm happy to say that church bodies have been writing clear statements that they are not allowing the pledges within their schools. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of open rejection of this pledge. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that government will listen. This is really my hope. Mm-hmm. But also, the people are moving into the streets now. Once government continues with this stuff on which, you'll have more and more parents pouring into the streets in every city. And also, the schools will become ungovernable because the children will not, they are not going to accept being forced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Reverend Spanda,
and I hope government mm-hmm. can be reasonable.
Thank you. We just want to quickly bring in Mr. Hassan Mutembo, spokesperson of the Prayer Network of Zimbabwe, the group that was protesting in Harare. Mr. Mutembo?
Yes, how are you?
We are doing great. Sorry, we're having problems reaching you on your line. We are happy that you have now joined us. Tell us, would you say you did meet your objective today?
We cannot say we have managed to meet the objective, mm-hmm. but we are happy that we managed to hand over our petition to the ministry. Mm-hmm. So we're not actually very happy because we wanted to hand over the petition to the minister, Honorable Minister Dokora himself. Mm-hmm. So he was not in office, and the permanent secretary was also not in office. But we managed to hand over to the acting secretary, Mr. Peter Muzoa.
Okay, Mr. Mutembo, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you after a short break. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona, Ndebele, and English. This is Blessing Zulu. Mr. Mutembo, stay on the line. And also Reverend Hussein Spanda Gibbs.
And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.